The state's Bureau of Parks and Lands has signed a new deal with Central Maine Power to lease a public parcel for the utility's controversial power line through western Maine. The revised lease makes some key changes, but opponents say under the state's constitution, it still needs to be approved by a two-thirds majority of the legislature. Fred Bever has more.
The lease is for a 300-foot-wide, mile-long parcel that CMP wants for its proposed transmission cord. The original 2014 lease was challenged on constitutional and other grounds in the legislature this year and in a lawsuit filed by opponents last week. On the same day that suit was filed, the director of the state's Bureau of Parks and Lands, Andrew Kutko, quietly signed a revised version of that lease.
Well, I think it stinks to high heaven.
Rick Bennett is one of several past and present lawmakers who signed on to the recent lawsuit challenging the lease. Back in the 1990s, he helped write an amendment to the state constitution requiring a two-thirds vote of the legislature for the lease of any public lands that would be substantially altered.
The fact that the Bureau is attempting to renegotiate a lease they know is unconstitutional, it makes a mockery of their duties as stewards of our public land.
The revised lease obtained by Maine Public does not directly address the issue of a two-thirds legislative vote, but it does hike CMP's annual lease payments from less than $5,000 up to $65,000, with CMP agreeing to go higher if a third-party appraiser says that's fair. And the revised lease also now includes reference to a permit CMP only recently secured for the transmission project from the Maine Public Utilities Commission. It's a permit state statute indicates should have been in place before the lease was signed in the first place.
So Central Maine Power has said again and again throughout a two-year hearing process that their lease was legal. They were lying.
Nick Bennett is staff scientist at the Natural Resources Council of Maine, which is also a party to the recent lawsuit.
They were lying, and you can tell they're lying because otherwise they wouldn't have to negotiate a new lease at the last second.
CMP declined a request for an interview, but referred questions about a two-thirds legislative vote to the state. BPL Director Andrew Kutko and other state officials did not answer that question or accept interview requests. In a statement, a Bureau spokesman says it inherited an undervalued lease agreement from the LePage administration and amended it to better line up with fair market value. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.